Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. This evening on the program, we have the one and only Kirk Winstein with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We're here to celebrate the new Crowbar album. It is called The Serpent Only Lies. And you've said, Kirk, that you intentionally listened to old Crowbar albums to make The Serpent Only Lies. Why was it important for you to revisit the past?
I guess in a way I thought I just kind of grew, you know, away from what the initial idea of Crowbar was. Not that I'm not extremely happy with the last few records, because I am. You know, we were able to bring in a lot of new elements on Seventh Wicked Hand and Symmetry in Black. But I kind of started listening to all the bands that influenced Crowbar when we first started. And that kind of made me go back and listen, because I mean, probably like most other guys, I don't listen to my own music. So, I mean, it's, you know, this is Serpent Only Lies is our 11th record. So, you know, up until now, we had 10 previous records. So it's 100 and something songs. You know, now I went back and listened to songs I forgot we even had. And it kind of just gave me a whole new perspective of where my head was at back then. And I think it helped, you know, kind of keep things true to what the initial idea and the initial sound of Crowbar was about. But it also, you know, doing it 20, 25 years later, you know, made it a lot more mature, a lot fresher. So it was just, to me, it was just time to do that.
Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us this evening as we celebrate the release of the new Crowbar album, The Serpent Only Lies. It's out now. Here's a tune from it. This is Falling While Rising. Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new Crowbar album. It's called The Serpent Only Lies. And Kirk, how would Crowbar be different if you hadn't been exposed to so many different styles of music there in New Orleans?
We wouldn't be Crowbar. I mean, it was so many, you know, great bands. And it's so weird because, you know, if you take Crowbar, you take High God, you take Down, you take, you know, I mean, even Godor and Solent Green or whatever. It's like we all listened to the same, you know, Graveyard Rodeo was one of the early bands. Pepper Keenan actually was in. And we all listened to the same music. We all went to the same shows. We all played shows together. But somehow we don't, even though we have certain things in common, we all sound different. We all have our own sound. So, you know, if it wasn't for the bands here and the music that we listen to that influenced us, you know, there wouldn't be a Crowbar.
Kirk Winstein of Crowbar on the show with us tonight. The new Crowbar album, The Serpent Only Lies, is out now. Coming up this hour, music from Norma Jean. We'll also hear from Motorhead, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. More with Kirk, it's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar is our guest on the show this evening. Again, we're talking about The Serpent Only Lies, the new Crowbar album. Kirk, how has time and maturity changed the way you want to express yourself musically, especially with the new Crowbar album?
That's kind of not hard to answer. It's just, with time, it's like, I always want to stay based and, you know, in the roots of what got me started playing music and got me, you know, creating Crowbar in the first place. I guess over the years, I've just, all the music that I listen to is just, it's so important, because I do listen to pretty much every style of music, and it's so important to me to have diversity, you know, in everything. But I just, over the years, I mean, I've just been, you know, being grounded and rooted in what the initial idea of Crowbar was, and not straying away from that, has enabled us to continue with, you know, just continue to mature, and in my opinion at least, you know, continue to write better songs as the years go on. You know, it comes with maturity. It comes with writing for so many years and writing so many songs. But it keeps us grounded, but at the same time, it lets us grow and mature.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Got to take a quick break. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with the one and only Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Got music from Red Fang coming up. We'll have Kirk Winstein, our guest, pick a tune. It's all on the way on Full Metal Jacket Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar is our guest on the show this evening. Kirk, Todd goes way back to the beginning of Crowbar, and he recently rejoined the band. How does it affect the music and the band dynamic when a former member comes back years later?
It's been magic. It's a very strange situation. It really, when Todd, left the band on great terms back in at the end of 1999, and did his own thing, and we lost touch for so many years, and he just started coming hanging out about the last 2 years. He had picked up the bass recently, because he had quit playing forever as well, and it was just one of those things. Everything, I'm one of those firm believers in everything happens for a reason. Things just didn't work out with Jeff, and Todd just happened to be there, almost 17 years later. So, his life was his personal life, everything, it was like the stars just lined up. He was ready. Things weren't working out with Jeff. And it was, when I talked to him about the possibility of it, he said, man, I'm all for it. He goes, not many people get a chance get a second chance, I should say, at something that they love to do. The first rehearsal was magic, and he gets it because, we've had, a couple of different bass players over the course of the history of Crowbar. But, with Todd, he obviously gets it because he was there from the very beginning and, helped create, the whole idea of what we're going to be. And from the first rehearsal, it was just magic, and it just clicks. And just him being from New Orleans, him being a part of the scene in the early days, it just works. It's full on. It's awesome. It's a great feeling, and it's refreshing. Even that he's back in, and it's just a great thing.
Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. We're talking about the new Crowbar album, The Serpent Only Lies. It's out now. You can pick it up. Going to take a quick break this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week with a member of Death Clock. We've got music from Anthrax, Saxon, and more with Kirk Winstein. It's all coming up. Full Metal Jackie, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. We're talking about the new Crowbar album that's called The Serpent Only Lies. And let's talk about touring. You guys tour quite a bit, and touring can be a very hard life. What do you do to not lose touch with the normalcy of regular life?
I guess I'm in one zone or the other. I'm either on tour and with Crowbar. We try to play pretty much every day. If it's 30 shows or something, we may have, a day or two off. But, I get locked in when I'm on tour. I get locked into the touring zone where, it's a structured thing every day, And when I'm at home, I'm the exact opposite. It's like we try to have structure at home as a family, and just, we constantly do business every day, whether it's social media, whether it's interviews, whether it's, rehearsal, whatever it might be. We're constantly working on Crowbar it's a 24/7 365 thing to all of us. But when I'm at home, it's kind of like the exact opposite, of being on tour. We try to, like my wife and I try to make sure everything is family and structured and just regular, just normal stuff. And we try, it's a completely different lifestyle than we have when we're on the road. We try to keep the two completely separate, and it works.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to get some music from Allegion and more with our guest, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar. It's Full Metal Jackie. Kirk Winstein of Crowbar with us. Pick up the new album, The Serpent Only Lies. It's out now. Kirk, tell us about your plans for the upcoming months. I know there's some touring coming up.
Yeah, for upcoming immediately, pretty much. We leave Halloween Day for Europe as main support for Overkill, so we're really looking forward to that. And then we have a tour in December. It's going to be Crowbar and Gotor. And, you know, we played shows with them over the years. Our great friends of ours, Sammy DeLay, the guitar player, was in Crowbar for a while. So we're really looking forward to that. And that would be in late November and December leading up towards Christmas. And then, you know, we're working on stuff for after, you know, after the first of the year. Those are things that are pretty much solid right now.
Awesome. Well, good luck with everything. And Kirk, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.